This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. I have a question about how to respond to my manager. She always greets me and other coworkers in the morning by complimenting our appearance, how we look that day, an article of clothing, an outfit, etc. I usually respond with a thank you, it was a gift, or thank you, I love your dress too. But this is exhausting and sometimes makes me feel disingenuous. I feel like it's just her way to break the ice. She's in her early 50s and has worked in professional settings for her entire professional career, so she's been doing this for a while. She's also my direct manager, and I have a good relationship with her. This is all well and good, but it happens every single morning. Being a woman in her late 20s, it always makes me feel uncomfortable to get complimented a lot. I'm wondering if there's a different way you would handle this.
This is a tough one. You've got someone being what they feel is seemingly nice and complimentary, and you have someone else saying, that makes me uncomfortable. That's a tough spot. And then we throw into the mix that this is a superior at work, and that at work there is kind of a baseline idea that no matter what your gender, you just kind of leave looks out of it. Mm-hmm. You leave looks out of work. And would you talk to HR? What do you think, Dan? Would you maybe bring it up and say, hey, could we maybe remind people that complimenting appearances isn't a great idea?
There is a gendered question that comes into play here.
Sure.
Women have their looks complimented on much more frequently than men.
Yep.
We do talk about a gender-neutral standard for business etiquette being important.
Yeah.
At the same time, I like the way you're assessing to what degree this is being perceived and felt
mm-hmm.
as an offense.
Yeah.
And there are these moderating factors that we hear in the question itself.
Yeah.
This manager is doing her best. I think she thinks this is good behavior. We also encourage people to offer compliments. It's a good way for managers to support their team and build up their team.
But you want to focus it on the work, not their looks.
You really do. And we can also see that in the question.
Yeah.
I also want to acknowledge the importance of these first greetings. They are important. They're an important part
yeah.
of good collegial work relationships. To answer your question directly, do I think that's a good idea to go to HR? I think you could.
Yeah.
And I think the way that you brought it up, could we offer a general reminder about commenting on people's appearance in the workplace? I
yeah.
think that that's a proportional response. I do think you get into tricky territory correcting someone's behavior, particularly a supervisor or boss. You might be able to do it depending on the relationship.
I was going to say, and I know that work environments are supposed to create the supportive environment that would allow for this young woman to feel confident going to HR and saying, hey, there's a lot of compliments about looks happening. And even though it's, you know, coming from someone I think is really well-intentioned, it might be a good reminder to the whole staff that really appearance should be left out of business aside from a manager or someone telling you you need to dress better for your job or more appropriately for your job, you know. You can even talk with HR about how this is delicate and you understand that it might seem like nothing, but certainly appearance is like the first step down the road of then uncomfortable compliments that lead to some form of a harassment concern. If that's how you feel about this, I would go to HR. I always want to encourage someone that feels like something is really inappropriate to go to HR.
But I would want to know from you.
Yeah.
If there was something that you perceived me doing that was really inappropriate in the workplace,
then
right. I would want to know because it matters to me to help foster a workplace where people feel good, where people feel comfortable, where the focus and the attention is on the good work that we're all doing together. So there is that spirit
yeah.
in which you might make that more personal connection about something like this.
I think in some ways it's really great when managers can invite
Feedback. That might be a moment of opportunity for one of these types of corrections, course corrections that are in that more moderate territory, but would make your day start off a little more smoothly. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.